This is a copyrighted work. Unauthorized copying or distribution is a crime punishable by up to 5 years in prison and a fine of $250,000.
Scholastic Audio presents King and the Dragonflies by Cason Callender. Read by Ron Butler. Chapter 1. The dragonflies live down by the bayou, but there's no way to know which one's my brother. I've never seen so many dragonflies around this time of the year. There are hundreds, maybe even thousands, just sitting on tree branches and rocks, baking in the sun, flitting over the brown water that seeps up from the dirt, zipping across the sky, showing off their ghost-like wings. Happy in their own dragonfly paradise. I want to ask Khalid. I want to ask him, why did you choose a dragonfly? Why not something cooler, like a lion or a panther or a wolf? And if he were still in the body that's now buried in the ground over in the Richardson Cemetery, he might hit me upside the head with his crooked grin and say, "Let me alone. I can choose to be whatever I want." And I wouldn't be able to argue, because I know he'd be exactly right about that. I like to look for my brother in the afternoon by the bayou, on the long and hot and sweaty walk back from school, down the hard dirt road that weaves between the thorny bushes with their big fluffy leaves, and through the trees with their moss and vines. Cicadas making their